Go to faithandlibertyconference.com to get your tickets while they last. Faith and Liberty Conference also features shocking presentations from banking whistleblowers and industry experts aimed at uncovering the root of all evil in America today. Prepare to have your worldview shaken as these speakers articulate the real issues facing our nation and the church today. Log on to faithandlibertyconference.com to get your tickets while they're available. That's faithandlibertyconference.com. faithandlibertyconference.com.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and Joel is going to bring you abreast of the rapidly breaking stories you'll see in the news today, but he's going to give you the story behind the story, the information you're not going to get from the controlled media. So with that as a background, good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you with us. So what are the stories we're going to be covering today?
Well, I'm going to begin with a story that was just on the news before we came on here at this program about a whistleblower complaining that Northwest Airlines had been in violation of safety directives by the FAA, had not complied with them. And yet the FAA continued to do nothing for many years. The Inspector General confirmed the whistleblower's report. Now Northwest Airlines is in trouble, and don't know if anyone within the FAA will be in trouble. This smacks of what happened during Rodney Stitch's years as an FAA inspector, when he blew the whistle on United Airlines for the very same thing. This was clear back in the 1980s. This is what started Rodney Stitch on his career of investigating corruption within government. His tangle with the FAA, where they transferred him out rather than, you know, to get rid of him as a whistleblower, and eventually when he filed suit against the government for not enforcing the law against United Airlines, they decided to take him down, and they went and resurrected a divorce proceeding that had been, you know, 20 years old with his wife, got a Mexican divorce, and they government got one of their connected attorneys to file on her behalf to, and basically they took him into bankruptcy court, and the bankruptcy court was corrupt. They ended up stripping him of all his assets. It was just a real takedown. He eventually got sent to prison for all of this, all for blowing a whistle on a FAA covering up for safety violations of an airline. He eventually wrote a book called Defrauding America, which is probably the best catalog of these kinds of government dark side operations, black operations. And the reason he wrote the book was because in prison he met half a dozen FBI and CIA whistleblowers who had been taken down and sent to prison. And when he got out of prison, he decided he was going to write all their stories down. So it's a fabulous read. I'm not sure if it's still in print.
We carry the book, Defrauding America by Rodney Stitch, and Drugging America, and and his book on the on United Airlines. So we carry three of his books through Radio Liberty.
And do you know if Rodney is still alive? I know he was about 90 years old when I had contact with him in the 90s.
Go right ahead, Joe.
Do you happen to know if he's still alive, Dr. Stan?
He was last time I talked to him, and that's within the year, so he's probably still around.
Well, that's great. He's a great patriot. I know that he's gone through a lot in life. Anyway, we'll switch topics now. We'll talk about the deception that goes on in the political realm, just as Rodney Stitch discovered that the courts were corrupt and that the FAA was corrupt and most federal agencies are corrupt. At least they have a dark side element. And, they do some legitimate things, but there's always cover-ups available. We have the same thing going on in the political arena in this current week's World Affairs Brief. I've covered the return of Newt Gingrich to the political scene. I think it's important to understand that Newt Gingrich came from a very liberal leftist background as an economics professor at a college in the South. He decided to run for Congress as a conservative, switched to the Republican Party and got elected. Then in 1994, he began to push to become the Speaker of the House and ran a Contract with America, a very conservative platform to take us off the high-spending, high-taxing days that followed and actually happened. Began during the Reagan administration, which got worse during the George Bush administration. He was targeted, of course, the election of Bill Clinton, to remind us of how the powers that be elected Barack Obama. But in any case, Newt Gingrich turned out to be a fraud as Speaker of the House. As soon as he got elected and he was going to ram through his contract with America, the first two things he concentrated on was passing two of the globalist showcase pieces of legislation, NAFTA and GATT, which still continue to plague us. And he eventually crashed and burned politically all 4 years or 6 years later with various scandals on funding, as well as a moral scandal with one of his staffers. He ended up telling his wife on her sickbed in the hospital that he was leaving there for the staffer. I mean, this is a very bad moral example of a conservative, and he isn't a conservative, I think. He's a globalist. He was just playing a role, and this is the kind of insidious things that your listeners need to be aware of.
Point out that Newt Gingrich is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He is a close friend of Alvin and Heidi Toffler, who wrote Megatrends, and he is actually, I have a chapter from a book he wrote that they wrote where he actually puts a chapter in that book written by Alvin and Heidi Toffler. He is a left-wing, radical, flaming liberal who poses as a conservative. Somebody's got to lead the conservatives. Why not somebody from the Council on Foreign Relations who's playing a game and betraying the very people who believe what he says? He's a great speaker. I've heard him speak. I've met him. But he is certainly a total fraud. And now he's trying to reintroduce himself, and he's writing books about God and his relationship to God, and he is a total phony.
Well, you know, Stan, the establishment has various means of which they can promote their own false conservatives. They tried to do this, of course, in the election of 2008 with Rudolph Giuliani, and essentially, they promoted him by immediately after 9/11, which he was the mayor of New York during that time, and ended up being implicated in fact, the firefighters and the first responders in New York hate the guy because it's well known within their ranks that he knew that these buildings were going to collapse, and he got himself out and all of his staff, and he failed to warn the first responders. So they really hate his guts.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen at the American Freedom Network.
It's a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
People who are controlling the government of America.
Oh, I don't know if we'll make Ogallala, but we can run it almost down through the red. So.
Accept their plan, or you can take responsibility.
You know. Even when you enter the red, you still only take 12 gallons of fuel and an 18-gallon tank.
ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skelton from World Affairs Brief, and we've been talking about Newt Gingrich, who's trying to get back now into the good graces of the conservatives, posing as a conservative, posing as a Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, he's as phony as a $3 bill. But go right ahead, Joel.
Well, the way that they manipulated the return or the attempted rise of Rudy Giuliani, who was really a scurrilous individual, a cross-messer, pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, trying to pass him off as a conservative to the Republicans just didn't work. But they did it by, and in fact, I knew it would happen as soon as Time magazine put him on their cover as Man of the Year. I said, they've got plans politically to promote Rudolph Giuliani. And, of course, they called him America's mayor. But it didn't work. And during the 2008 election cycle, during the primaries, he was crashing and burning in the numbers. And they pulled him out of the primaries after the first one, just so that he wouldn't make such a bad showing, hopefully that they could beef up his numbers by the time it came around to Florida. But in order to keep Mitt Romney from filling the vacuum of the what looked like a certain defeat for Giuliani, they resurrected John McCain with a series of six endorsements from major liberal newspapers. And, of course, that brought the media out saying John McCain has suddenly had a major resurgence. I pointed out in World Affairs Brief at those times that that's the reason why in all of the manipulation to change primary dates and for other states to compete with Iowa and New Hampshire for the first primaries, both political parties refused to certify any state that would have their primary before those. And there's a reason why they want Iowa and New Hampshire. Both of them are swing states. Both of them are very small states, and they can be easily manipulated to set the stage in a primary so that the media can beat the drum of who's winning. In any case, they had real problems there during that election, and they brought out Governor Mike Huckabee in order to make sure that Mitt Romney did not get the election to defeat him in the conservative areas of the South, playing upon the anti-Mormon sentiment of many fundamentalist Christians. But the reason they don't want Mitt Romney in 2008 nor in 2012 is that he, even though he's bending over backwards to try to be an establishment person, he isn't one, and you've got to really be a controlled puppet in order to handle the dark side of government stuff that you would see and know about as president. They cannot afford to have someone like Ronald Reagan get in who isn't a conspirator and see conspiratorial things happening in government. And Ronald Reagan, it was difficult to control him until they threw an assassination attempt at him. And that is what finally controlled he and Nancy, and they stopped bucking.
Oh. Joel, are you there? Well, we seem to have lost Joel, but certainly that is very, very true. Ronald Reagan, of course, was, I think, initially trying to do the right thing, and then, of course, after the assassination attempt, and of all the people in the entire world to try to assassinate the President of the United States, isn't it interesting that that Hinckley happened to be a part of a family that was very close to George W. Bush? I mean, of all the people in the world, why would somebody who was close to a family that was socializing regularly with Bush be the one who tried to kill President Reagan? And, of course, he got a slap at the wrist, and he went to prison, but they let him out on a regular basis so he could go home to visit his family. But, unfortunately, this is the way the world really works. They will either have an attempted assassination, or they, no question in my mind, they killed John Fitzgerald Kennedy, a fellow who actually kept the archives, came out with a book recently, a series of five books. These are the Kennedy archives for the government. And there's no question at all the Zapruder film was modified. People who were actually knew what had happened were killed. Many of them were. We have some great four tape sets on the assassination of President Kennedy, a great DVD on the assassination of President Kennedy. And if you look up at the Warren Commission, three of the seven people came from the Council on Foreign Relations. Three were Masons. One was a mad congressman named Hale Boggs. And when his plane went down in Alaska, along with Nick Begich's father, we've had Nick Begich on our program many times, and Nick Begich's dad was running for Congress in Alaska. Hale Boggs was campaigning for him. The FBI knew where the plane was. They were getting the messages, you know, we're here, help us. But they refused to allow any help to go, and everybody on board died. They simply killed Hale Boggs. Why? Because he was the one member of the Warren Commission that investigated the death of President Kennedy, who said this is fraudulent. Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone. And believe me, when you're an important government commission, you better go along with the official agenda. And remember, the presidential government commissions, most of them are simply appointed not to reveal the truth, but to conceal it. And later, some years later, when an independent congressional investigation investigated the assassination of President Kennedy, they came up with the conclusion it was a conspiracy. There were four shots fired, and as soon as they made that report, they immediately disbanded, because every man on that congressional committee knew that his life was in jeopardy. Joel, you're back. Well, I guess we must have lost Joel. So if you're out there in the listening audience and would like to call, of course, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. Hopefully we'll get Joel back on. But in the meantime, if you'd like to talk about something, 1-877-254-7524. But we can certainly talk about the assassination of John Kennedy. And, of course, basically, they put out so much faulty information. I can remember at the time being taken in by the idea that it was really a communist conspiracy. The communists had killed Kennedy, and then, well, it was Fidel Castro who killed Kennedy. Or then it was the oil men, because Sidney Kennedy had taken away the oil depletion allowance. And then, of course, it was the the CIA who'd killed him, or the mafia who'd killed him, and yet this was all a cover story. Eventually, we had an opportunity of talking to Madeline Duncan Brown, and she was Lyndon Johnson's mistress, and she was there at a meeting held the night before the assassination, where Lyndon Johnson was there, and Richard Nixon was there, and J. Edgar Hoover was there, and people from the Council on Foreign Relations, and from the Mafia, and the meeting was held at the home of H.L. Hunt, and they were all involved in the assassination. And it was a widespread. I mean, certainly the oil people were unhappy with them. The CIA was unhappy with them. The military wanted to go into Vietnam. They wanted to get rid of Kennedy because he didn't want to go, and so he was simply killed. And then the cover-up came. And ladies and gentlemen, they can't let the American people know that they would kill an American president. It was simply a coup d'etat. Lyndon Johnson was there, and he was rewarded by, first of all, being allowed to become president, and then to appoint the Warren Commission, not to reveal the truth, but to conceal it. And they did the same thing with Martin Luther King. They killed King. They killed Bobby Kennedy. And we have a great four-tape set of interviews with the people who sat through the trial where the King family brought charges against the man who was part of the conspiracy. And he admitted he was part of the conspiracy. He was hired by the CIA, working with the mafia, to handle the gun that was used to kill Martin Luther King. And this was a four-week trial. I think there were 50 witnesses called. The media in America totally blacked this out. You see, you're not going to get the truth through the regular media. That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day and other people in alternative radio, and why you're so lucky to have this radio station that'll bring in the information you won't get elsewhere. They killed Bobby Kennedy. I mean, he was not killed by Saran Saran, because Saran Saran was standing in front of him, and yet, of course, Bobby Kennedy was shot from behind with a gun that was held 2 or 3 inches from his head. And there was a guard back there with a gun in his hand, and of course, and there were people who testified about that, but the American people are supposed to believe that Saran Saran did this. Certainly, I believe he was deeply involved in the occult. But I believe he was under mind control. He, to this day, says he doesn't remember pulling the trigger. He doesn't remember what happened. He said that found himself on the floor with handcuffs on. But here's this scrawny little Palestinian who's fighting Rosie Grier and another big football player, massive man, and he has superhuman strength. If they take him down, where would he get his superhuman strength? Why, ladies and gentlemen, people who are under hypnosis or mind control can have truly superhuman strength. But the story of the murder of Bobby Kennedy, we have a four-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, a four-tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King, a four-tape set on several four-tape sets on the murder of John Kennedy. And, of course, we have a book on The Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza, and we have an excellent DVD on that subject. We have an excellent DVD on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. These are things you're not going to get elsewhere. You need to get them. You need to get the information out. When they can kill a president and get rid of it, get away with it, don't you think they can take us into another war? Don't you think that they can destroy the economy of our nation? Don't you think that they can impoverish the American people? Don't you think they can establish a dictatorship in America? And that's exactly what the plan is. Behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. And until you understand that, none of this makes sense, because we are involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. We lost our guest, so I'm dependent upon you to give us a call. And because we have nothing prepared, but I think one of the most amazing stories we've documented would be the story of the sinking of the USS Liberty in 1967. And the four-tape set of interviews with the men who survived the attack on the American ship that was stationed 12 miles off the coast of the Sinai and during the 1967 war. And, of course, their ship was attacked by not only by squadrons of Israeli planes, but Israeli torpedo boats. And they were actually had the helicopters with the Israeli special forces that were going to land and kill everybody on board the ship. That was the plan. But, of course, this was all coordinated from Washington, D.C. And the Israelis who were involved, some of them refused to attack the leader of the initial squadron of Israeli planes that went out You know, and when he saw it was an American ship, he turned the squadron around and brought it back, and he was court-martialed and sent to prison because he would not kill Americans. And a lot of the Israelis didn't want to, but they were just doing what they were ordered, exactly as so many of the men in Iraq today are killing people, and they killed them in Vietnam, and many times they killed civilians because they were ordered to do it, and they did it. Well, at least one Israeli squadron leader had the courage to say, I'm not going to do it. I wonder how many Americans have the courage to say, in the face of a direct order, I will not kill innocent civilians or anyone else. We have professional assassins. We have a four-tape set of deadly assassins where I actually interview two assassins, CIA-employed financed assassins, and you must understand they assassinate people. But of course the story of the USS Liberty is so disheartening, as these men tell how they were threatened by a United States admiral that they would be sent to Leavenworth or worse, and they knew what or worse was. That was, they were going to be killed if they ever revealed what happened that day in 1967 when their ship was attacked by the Israelis. But this was all coordinated through Robert McNamara and Lyndon Johnson. Why? They wanted to kill the Americans so that they could justify going to war with Egypt. They were simply going to say, look, Egypt has attacked this American plane, this American ship, and killed all these Americans. Now we have to go to war with Nasser. Well, we'll be back. Give us a call, 877-254-7524, here at the American Freedom Network.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Dr. Stan, back here, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, and we've got Paul calling from Wyoming. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing fine. How is our reception up there in Wyoming?
Here right around Cheyenne, it's quite good from Johnstown.
All right, very good. Well, do you have a question or comment?
Well, you were talking about the liberty and following orders. Under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, you do not have to follow an unlawful order.
But you see, the question would be, would it be unlawful for them to be ordered to remain silent and not to tell what happened? They were told they could not even tell their wife what happened that day. And many of these people, for 20 years, lived in constant fear. In fact, everybody on that ship lived in fear for 20 years until one after another finally came forward and told what had happened. And that's how we were able to get the interviews with the people who were there, and they actually put together a... We have an excellent video put together by the people who were there who tell the story. We have a DVD put together by BBC that tells the story. But they kept the wraps on this for over 20 years. These men lived in constant fear that they'd be killed. What do you do? I mean,
well, I understand that.
Order, they would kill you.
Right. That's not what I was saying. What I was saying is, when you were saying that, like in Vietnam, that you were given an order to do this. What I'm saying is that in a case like that, you do not have to follow unlawful orders. I understand what the consequences can be against you for doing that. It's sort of like a whistleblower.
Sure.
But under my conscience, I was in Vietnam in 1967 when that incident happened. And naturally, we didn't know anything about it because the powers to be can put the pressure on you, especially if you have a family. That's where they basically get you, is that your family is the one that's going to suffer the most compared to you. But I'm just saying that when you say, well, I was just following orders, when they tell you to do something like murder someone or whatever, if you have a conscience of any kind, you'll stand up and say no, because I would have not, in Vietnam when I was there in 67, if they'd have gave me an unlawful order just to go shoot somebody, I would have not done it. I'd have gone to the brig.
And I admire you. You're absolutely right. And if we had enough people who had the courage, why, they wouldn't be able to fight these phony wars. Vietnam was a phony war. Korea was a phony war. And Afghanistan is a phony war.
Yes. When I came back from Vietnam in November 1967, I knew that we weren't over there to win anything. We were just there.
A military exercise using American blood and 50,000
right.
American boys perished. And eventually, McNamara said, oh, yeah, well, I guess Gulf of Tonkin didn't really occur. Too bad. And nobody is ever held responsible, for not only for the American boys that died, but for the million South Vietnamese and 2 million North Vietnamese who were killed in
correct.
A military exercise.
Yes, it was. It's a shame when you look around the whole world and see all the different wars that have been stirred up and the millions of people that have been lost their lives. I mean, there's no justice in this world today.
I don't know if you read my newsletters, but my April and May newsletters are posted. My June newsletter will be posted fairly soon. But basically, if you read what Cecil Rhodes wrote in his first will in 1877, he wanted to create a secret society so he could bring peace to the world and do what was best for humanity. And, of course, basically, how were they going to bring peace to the world? They were going to bring a series of wars. And they're the ones who created the Boer War and certainly the First World War and the Second World War. They've been in control ever since then, a small, well-organized group of people who just want to bring peace to the world and do what's best for humanity, and you do that by creating war. And it doesn't make any sense. But so much of what's going on doesn't make sense.
Well, look how the United Nations, after it has been formed, all the different things that have been done under the United Nations, and the millions of people who have lost their lives under that. So they're supposed to be a peace organization.
I know, but you see, if you, what is so hard for the average American to believe is that you can say one thing and do exactly the opposite. I mean, Obama does this all the time. I mean,
yes.
President Obama keeps talking about wanting to create jobs. And when they take over control of the automotive industry, what do? First thing they do is say, well, we got to close down all these dealerships, almost 3,000 of them, somewhere between 150,000 and 300,000 Americans were thrown out of work intentionally, purposely, for no reason at all.
Right.
While President Obama is saying, and we want jobs for the American people.
The amazing thing, when you think about them closing those dealerships, is all the dealerships out here are all independently owned. They're not owned by the company.
Sure, absolutely. And there was no reason to do that, except they wanted to throw people out of work. That's why they gave all the money to General Motors so they could open new plants in China so they could compete with our plants here. And before long, we'll be flooded with Chinese cars coming in here and, of course, cutting back further on automotive production here.
Correct.
In the United States. Because they can build those cars so much cheaper over in China. Why? Because we're giving them all sorts of loans. We gave General Motors over $50 billion so
yes.
they could open up their plants over in communist China, and they're making money over there.
General and they're
Motors
taking the money now that was just announced yesterday to buy a credit organization called AmeriCredit, which is totally gone broke for over $6 billion, and they're going to give loans to people who are high risk on making payments.
Sure.
That was just in the news yesterday.
Well, we live in a world gone mad. I mean, why they would have encouraged people to buy homes that they couldn't afford.
Correct.
Back in 2003, 4, 5, 6, they knew this whole system was coming down. They were not only going to bring down our economy, they were going to bring down the economy of the entire world. Because insurance companies and pension funds and banks all throughout the world bought the fraudulent loans.
Correct.
Issued here by our major banks, by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and by Morgan Stanley and the whole flock of them. They knew what they were doing. They were going to bring down the whole world economy, and they've done it.
That's correct. And, well, you know how that works. You get gain control over the people, and they'll do exactly what they say because they have all the power and the control over you.
Amen to that. Well, I'm really very concerned that whether it'll be this year or next year, they're going to take us into another economic collapse. And you certainly, you know, a lot of people now are out buying houses and other things, and they're going to lose their homes again. I mean,
correct.
We lost, you know, a million people lost their homes last year, and they'll do the same thing again this year.
Well, I only have one other thing to say real quick is in that finance thing that they supposedly, this new refinancing that they just did to help the people, actually it is going to create a monster because the government can take over control of any company that they deem that's not fit to be around, that they think might go under or whatever pretense they come up with. And the other thing is, in that health bill, when they come up with that 1099, anybody spends over $600, you've got to fill out a tax form, and you got to give your Social Security number all over the place. I mean, they are definitely putting on the screws to the American people and to the people of the world. And
you're absolutely right. Hey,
I will let you go.
Calling. Our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall,
Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have something you'd like to bring up, we'd love to talk to you. And who do we have on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Jerry in Greeley, Colorado.
Hi, Gary. Good to have you with us.
It's interesting you mentioned whether or not American soldiers would refuse unlawful orders, and I was just recently having this conversation with a friend, and I could only think of two instances that I've ever heard of where there was that sort of resistance. One was during the American Indian Wars at the Sand Creek Massacre here in Colorado, where Captain Silas Soule refused to have his men join in the slaughter of the Indians, and he took part in the congressional investigations later against Shivington. And the other instance was at the My Lai Massacre in Vietnam, when Captain Hugh Thompson and his helicopter crewmen they were overflying the scene, saw the massacre, landed, and with the assistance of another helicopter pilot, we're able to shuttle a few innocent South Vietnamese civilians away from the massacre. In doing so, at one point, they actually trained their guns on an advancing troop of American infantrymen, threatening to fire on them if they advanced any further. And that was largely, covered up for many, many years.
They gave the helicopter a medal, but they could never let the public know what the medal was for. He was rescuing the Vietnamese from the American troops who were going to kill him. I mean,
yes,
there's a wonderful book written by Seymour Hersh about what happened in My Lai. I think that's the title, My Lai, and that every American should read it and understand that the Americans certainly, they were told what to do. They were following orders, and of course, they never should have pardoned Calley. He should have spent the rest of his life in prison, Lieutenant Calley, because he did not have the moral courage to say, what you're telling me to do is wrong. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had more Americans who had the courage to say, I'm not going to do it?
Sure. Of course, I know a lot of the listeners will remember Guy Cunningham's survey of the Marines at the 29 Palms base, where a fourth of them just freely admitted that they'd be glad to slaughter their fellow Americans in a gun confiscation drive. And of course, when push come to shove, a lot more than a fourth would go along with those orders. And I think as time goes by and less Americans have any understanding of the founding principles and individual liberty, the individual versus the state, I think it looks worse and worse as far as expecting any significant number of soldiers to resist that sort of unlawful order.
But I think that there's still enough that they will have a hard time imposing their dictatorship. That's why they're planning on bringing in foreign troops and getting our boys off fighting useless wars over in the Middle East. That's why they're going to take us into a war with Iran so they can slaughter our boys over there, so they can create civil unrest here. And I believe they do intend to bring in foreign troops. But what we need to do is have people in this society who fear God. And you've got to have more fear of God than you do of your military commander and say, I'm not going to do it because I'm answerable primarily to God, not to you. And that's what we really need. That's why they took God in prayer in the Bible and certainly the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because they didn't want our young people indoctrinated in that. They want them indoctrinated in sex and licentiousness and the fact that there are no moral principles. You decide what's right and wrong. And when people decide what's right and wrong, they're always going to choose the wrong side.
Well, another instance just came to mind of American military not resisting unlawful orders, and that was the massive firebombing campaign of mainland Japan prior to the nuclear bombing. And that was a war crime, deliberately targeting the civilian populations with
the
incendiary bombs.
Well,
it's
the same thing as the bombing of Dresden. People don't understand that the wicked people in charge prolonged that war so much longer. I mean, we could have been over the war in Europe would have been over in 43. I personally talked to General Albert Wedemeyer, spent several weekends with him, and basically told me we were ready to invade in 43, but Winston Churchill wouldn't let him, and because he wanted to invade North Africa. Why would you invade North Africa when the enemy is in Berlin? And people don't understand. Winston Churchill's always had a good media because he was such an evil person. He was a Druid. He was a Mason. He was part and parcel of this whole Brotherhood of Darkness, and he insisted on invading North Africa and then Sicily and then, of course, Italy, rather than invading Europe and going after Berlin and ending the war. They prolonged that war when Patton, General Patton, wanted, of course, to advance and take Berlin. They cut off his gasoline. They didn't want to end the war. The Japanese had been trying to surrender for 6 months, and any of the listening audience who questions that will send you the article out of the Chicago Tribune. I got from the Chicago Tribune. Fortunately, they had it on file, gave it to me. In August of 1945, talking about how the Japanese had been trying to surrender for 6 months, and we wouldn't let them. The invasion of the firebombing of Tokyo and the other Japanese cities was unnecessary. The dropping of the bombs was necessary. The valiant attack on Iwo Jima and Okinawa, totally unnecessary. They just wanted to slaughter as many American boys and Japanese boys as possible. That is totally evil.
In the Fog of War DVD, a biography of Robert McNamara, he actually admits, he says, well, what we were doing, so that would have been a war crime, or that was a war crime, and we would have been tried for it if the U.S. had lost, if the Allies had lost. But, of course, since the Allies won, then we're heroes.
Here was a totally evil man. Really, one of the keys to this whole thing is an article we have out of West Magazine. And of course, it was all about this satanic center they had there in Colorado run by Marie Strong. And, of course, it was commenting that Robert McNamara and Henry Kissinger were going. Now, we know that David Rockefeller went there as well. Why were they going to the satanic center run by Marie Strong?
Well, I've got to go, Dr. Stan. Thank you again.
Hey, God bless. Thanks for so much for calling in. And all of these things are so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. There really are satanic forces out there. And many of these people, well, they've never been held responsible. Robert McNamara was never held responsible for the phony Gulf of Tonkin incident. It didn't occur. And ladies and gentlemen, they create these phony incidents. Got to think independently, and you've got to help us get the truth out. Encourage people to listen to our programs at the internet, radioliberty.com.
Unemployment's up. Income is down. Corporate and political corruption is out of control. July 24th in Denver, Colorado, two presidential candidates, former U.N. Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, weigh in on the global economic crisis.
We're in the midst of the greatest crisis this nation has ever seen.
The signs are all around us. The greatest nation on earth. The USA is in rapid decline. Rarely do presidential candidates come to Colorado to weigh in on such issues. Go to faithandlibertyconference.com to get your tickets while they last. Faith and Liberty Conference also features shocking presentations from banking whistleblowers and industry experts aimed at uncovering the root of all evil in America today. Prepare to have your worldview shaken as these speakers articulate the real issues facing our nation and the church today. Log on to faithandlibertyconference.com to get your tickets while they're available. That's faithandlibertyconference.com. faithandlibertyconference.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I stand here, and certainly we hope that you'll try to get the information out, because it's really up to you. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day. I can only reach so many people, but you reach people every day, and a lot of people don't want to hear these things. So ask them questions. I mean, certainly, why do you think that we really went to Vietnam? How could it possibly be that a little country the size of the state of Mississippi could fight the mightiest nation in the world, the United States, for 10 years, and the United States lost the war? Why do you think that happened? Try to get them to think, and then we have some excellent 4 tape sets on Vietnam. We have one on Vietnam, one on the men we left behind, and one on One Man Returned, interviews with various people, various aspects of Vietnam. We went to Vietnam as a great distraction. We never tried to win because we were financing the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War. We were financing the Russians, who were financing the North Vietnamese, who were financing the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. Just as today, and anybody can check this out on the Internet, we are financing the Pakistani government that's financing the ISI military intelligence that's financing the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Why would we do that? Ladies and gentlemen, it's phony. Understand, it's all phony and staged, except for the boys who are dying or losing their limbs or losing their eyesight or their hearing and will be crippled for the rest of their lives. And they're just purposely and intentionally destroying many of the most brave people we have in our country. Our firefighters, we send our soldiers over there. They fight bravely. They're betrayed by our leaders because we have a small clique that controls America. It's the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you've got to get it. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. And if you don't have the money to buy it, simply go onto the Internet, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to videos. You can watch the video there free. You can watch all of our videos free. Listen to our programs 9 hours a day. Read our newsletters, especially the April and May newsletters on this secret cabal. There is a secret cabal. It controls the government. It's going to be moving us into a war with Iran. And if you don't speak out, they're going to get away with this. They're going to plunge this nation into another economic down cycle, and they're going to bring chaos to this country. They're going to stage phony terrorist raids, or maybe there will be real terrorist raids, but remember, we financed this terrorist movement since it began. If you haven't read the book, It's called the Devil's Game. We have it, how we created the whole Islamic terrorist movement. Another book written by a former member of the CIA, Robert Baer, See No Evil. He was in Iraq all during the 1990s. He said he never met an Iraqi who didn't believe the United States was keeping Saddam Hussein in power, and he was absolutely right. George Bush could have taken, George W. Bush could have taken Saddam out in 1991. We didn't want to. There is a timetable, ladies and gentlemen. They're following a timetable because behind all of this are supernatural powers. And George Bush and George W. Bush and Prescott Bush all were members of a satanic society, a Luciferian society, skull and bones. And if you doubt that, go to WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com, and there you can see on video the satanic ceremony that they went through where they kneel before a replica of Lucifer. You can see it, WilliamHKennedy.com. Basically, we've got a great four-tape set called Satanic Crimes, and of course, we have a four-tape set on Skull and Bones. We have a four-tape set on the Bilderbergers. Well, so much more. Number 1-800-544-8927. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea.